Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And we're coming to you from the internet.
Yes.
So, Sachin, it's been a while since we did an Irregular Search for Truth
podcast. It has been a while, yeah.
Would you care to update our listening audience, our vast listening audience, as to the major events in your life?
Well, I think the last time we spoke, I was engaged, and I'm no longer engaged. I'm now married.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm now married.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's funny.
Good.
I do some tree planting on the weekends sometimes for, like, volunteers and stuff, and there's one volunteer who's always like, still engaged? And it's like, I think he thinks that we had a really long engagement, which we might have. I'm not really sure. It was, like, 15 months, and, like, he'd be like, still engaged?
That's pretty long.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know. Takes a long time to plan a wedding.
Yeah, especially, I mean, this wedding was quite an event.
It was so quite an event. It took a long time.
But it took a good amount of planning.
But yeah, so I saw him the other day, and he's like, still engaged? And I held up my hand, and I'm like, nope, look, I'm married. So yeah, I got married. A little bit of a...
Then were you like, take that, sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have anything to ask. Let me go.
Yeah, I always thought it was kind of a weird question to ask in the first place. Because, like, you know, there are, I mean, I think in this day and age, I know a few people whose engagements have been broken off. And it's sort of an awkward question. Like, hey, still engaged? Like, hey, no, but thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I have a feeling, and this is, I've never met this guy. I have no idea who you're talking about. But just the way that you said it. You said still engaged, like imitating that guy a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I sort of have a feeling that that was like his kind of, I don't know, almost his like conversation starter or something like that. It was like he has a thing to say to you.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he's been saying this for like a year. Like, I think, you know, whenever I see him, he's like, still engaged? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's like funny. Yeah, I mean, I'm not offended by it, but it's just, I think sometimes when you ask these questions, it's there is like this... I'm not sure if the reward outweighs the risk or not. You know, like when you ask people, like, "Oh, are you gonna have kids?" It's like, "We've been married for 3 years. Are you guys gonna have kids?" Like, "Yeah, we've been trying and we can't." Thanks for bringing that up. You know.
Oh, sorry.
It's like, how come you guys haven't had kids yet? Like, well.
Well, I was actually born without testicles.
So yeah, I mean, it's like, it's sort of the things that, like, you know, mothers and, like, you know, parents and, like, you know, family friends will be like asking, like, oh, like, we want you to have friends, we're excited for you, why don't you know, you haven't got married yet, or you haven't had kids yet, let's go, hey. But it's like, you know, there is this sort of risk of it, like, going very, very sour, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I guess it's maybe it's still not to a point where it's not worth worrying about those things. But maybe someday when, I don't know, 50% of engagements break off or something.
Well, if you know, there's the trend in like television sitcoms and stuff over the last few years. They've gone more and more to like the awkward moment humor.
Oh yeah, well yeah,
you know. So if you were so into awkward humor, like just like the sort of like, oh God, teeth on edge kind of moments that make you laugh when you're watching them on TV, if you're so into that, that you enjoy them in real life also, then, you know, those sorts of questions, there's no holding back.
Yeah, the real Michael Scott moments, yeah. Right?
gonna have kids soon? No. I had a terrible vice accident when I was a child, and I can't have children.
Vice?
Ah! Oh! Yes.
Like you were caught in a vice or something?
What? Say that again?
A vice accident?
Like a vice, something that you clamp pieces of wood together with or something?
So you were caught in a vice or something, or you like somehow became infertile?
Yeah. I was thinking of a particular part of the anatomy, but... Let's not go there.
Right. All right. So, yeah, I got married.
I was going to leave that up to the listener's imagination.
Ah. It's just sort of an odd, I think it's like an odd tool. I don't think people use like vices so much anymore. I mean, I don't know. Maybe us like,
see? Not anymore. Right. A vice. People used to use vices.
Now that we're like all soft and like, you know, we, have our all manual labor all outsourced to like, you know, China and other places like that. Nobody knows how to use any tools anymore. My tools.
Maybe
you're right. My tool shed has like.
Go ahead.
I've got like, you know, my tool shed has like 2 hammers, 5 screwdrivers, and a wrench. No, I don't even have a wrench. I have one of those weird, like, plier wrench things. But like sometimes, like, you know, when I need to adjust something, like on my bike or like a little thing, I'm like, oh, I don't have that tool. I'm just not going to fix it. I don't like. I'll just tighten it with my fingers, you know? But yeah, anyway, I got married, so that was a big landmark.
Congratulations.
And then we went to New York for a honeymoon for about a week, and that was fun.
New York City?
Yeah. And I think we got to participate a little bit in the global warming. It was like the last weekend in October, and it was 70, 75 degrees the entire week. It was, except for the very last day where it kind of came back to what you might expect for late October in New York City to be like, you know, 60, 55 degrees. But like for 4 days, it was just like 70, 75 degrees. I went out one night without a jacket, and I was just, I was speechless. I just didn't know how to react. I was like, where do I put my stuff? I don't, what's going on?
Coming from San Francisco, going out without a jacket is amazing.
And in New York City in October, you know, it's just like, you know, you get on the defensive, you don't trust it. When is it going to start getting cold? Why is it 11 o'clock at night and I'm still okay here? What's going on? But it was really cool, you know? And, like, we, you know, stayed in the W, which is kind of like a nice hotel in, like, Midtown, Manhattan, and just ate out every night, you know, and went to go see a show. We saw David Letterman, like, a taping of his show, so.
Oh, wow. How was that?
It's hard to have a bad time when you're doing all that stuff.
What was the taping of the Letterman show like?
It was cool. Have you ever been to a TV show taping before?
No, I haven't.
It's a different experience than watching it on TV, of course. I've actually been, this is my second television show taping, or actually my third. I went to go see a taping of The Price is Right when I was in college.
Nice.
And that was like our favorite show. For no reason at all, other than like we were in college and we all sat around and watched it, I guess. But it's just like, obviously that show's kind of lame, but it's still kind of fun to get into if you want to be into it. And so we were really excited to go see it. But like with David Letterman and with the Price is Right, it just, I think when you see a taping, it just sort of like takes the magic out of it. You know, the cameras are really like, they do a trick. Like, I don't, somehow they just, they make it seem different. They make it seem a lot more exciting.
The magic of The Price is Right.
Exactly. You know, it's like during the commercial breaks, they like, you know, Bob Barker will go and walk and talk some business to people, and not, it's not like da 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 da, it's not like that all the time, you know.
So do they entertain you in the breaks, or are you just sort of sitting there waiting?
Well,
on Letterman, is there people telling jokes and stuff, or
on Letterman, like before the show starts, there's like a guy who warms up the crowd with like some stand up. And then during the show, it's just the band, they play a song for like, you know, 2.5 minutes or however long the commercial break is. But it's just like, you know, it's like really loud, and it's like Paul Schaefer's band, and like the kind of music they play, it's just like, you know, it's like, you know, it's just like, show band music or something, you know, it's like, all right, cool, you know, it's like, they have a guitarist and a bassist and like a drummer and, you know, horns, and the horn guy will solo for a little bit and the guitarist will solo. It's like, yeah, all right.
So they actually tape the whole time period. Like, it's as if the show were live when they're taping it. They play the exact amount of music that the commercial break will take.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't say, okay, let's go to commercial. Now let's take 15 minutes. No. Set up something else and whatever.
No, so it's like basically the taping was like an hour long.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we were there for a little longer, but it was about an hour long.
Yeah.
And, and so like...
Who were, yeah.
Go ahead.
Who'd he interview?
He interviewed this singer named Taylor Swift.
Okay, the country singer girl?
Yeah, yeah. She got, I think she got interrupted by Kanye West at the some award show somewhere.
Yeah.
And then Seth Meyers, the news guy from SNL.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a good show. And she was the musical guest also, so she performed some music from her new album, which, you know, it's not my style of music, but people enjoyed it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's funny because, like, before they get you in the taping, they're like, okay, guys, we want you to be really excited. And they have all these people, like, they must be actors. You know, or like, you know, actors, like, you know how actors have these, all these sort of jobs where they, before they hit it big? Like, you know, they're like waitresses and waiters and things like that. These guys were obviously ushers of the Tonight Show, or the Late Show. Because they're all like, hey guys, are you guys having a good time? Are you ready? All right, Dave's like looking forward to seeing you. Let's all practice yelling and screaming and getting really loud. They're like, you know, pumping the crowd up, like getting them really keyed up. Because I guess that really, like, you know, sort of adds the... It's just like you said about the wedding. It's like you can't really plan for a wedding to be fun, but when it is, it just really is fun. You know, and it's like you can't... It's difficult to make a show fun, like a taping fun, especially when the audience is so removed. Obviously, they're not part of the... They're just there to watch, right? But I guess, like, their laughter sort of, like, helps everything... You know, everybody feels happier on stage, right? The guests are more likely to share... Dave Letterman's more likely to be excited or something like that if the whole audience is into it. But it's like, we're just out the street. We've been standing in line for 2 hours. So they, like, pumped us up. They're like, all right, everybody practice, like, yelling and screaming. And then be like, wah! You're like, that wasn't loud enough. Wah! You know? So it was a little...
Can you do your impersonation of Paul Schaefer's band again?
Oh, I don't know. I think I only got one in me.
just try it one more time. That's brilliant.
Let's hear your impersonation, because I feel like, you know, that sort of captures the essence, but maybe I'm way off.
Of Paul Schaefer's band?
Yeah.
I'm going...
There you go. That last part is very key, I think. I think you had a little bit of a Seinfeld in there also.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I was getting confused. Oh, well. Life goes on.
But yeah, it was so. It's like it's cool to go see it because you kind of see the back scene, the backstage sort of like. It's almost like when you watch a back behind the scenes documentary of a movie or something like that. It almost takes the magic away because it's like, oh, it's just basically people doing business. You know, it's like things are like very running on time. You know, this person is here, this person's here. You know, and then as soon as the camera goes away, everybody's off the stage. You know, and then nobody's laughing anymore. It's just like, okay, let's get this shot in or whatever. So, I don't know. It's fun. It's definitely fun, I think. And maybe that's me just overthinking it. Like, I know I talked to my wife, and she... Click.
Okay. Apologies to the listeners for the break in service. Boop. We'll fix that part later. Anyway. So, Paul Schaefer is an interesting musician. David Letterman... is a crazy cat. The honeymoon was good, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Nice. Do you like New York?
Yeah, yeah. I've been there before a couple times, and yeah, I like it. It's you know, it's just great. It's just New York. I mean, it's like I think you. Could, I mean, it's so easy to say. There's no other place like it. You know. But it was cool. You know, just all these huge buildings and people everywhere, and I think, you know, it's. For certain people, that's a good thing, you know, like, if you like the big city and you got a cool place to stay, then it's great. You know, I can imagine it being, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And I can imagine if you didn't have a job or you didn't have a job that paid you, you know, enough or whatever, it'd be a tough place to live, you know, and it's like, it's the center of, you know, the world in certain senses, you know, like, you know, all sorts of studios are there and major companies have their head, you know, their headquarters there and all that stuff, so it's just... You really feel like, I don't know, I like going there because you can walk 5 blocks and you'll see 5 amazing things, you know, without even trying. You know, you'll walk through Rockefeller Center, you know, just like that's just part of your day. And like, oh, there's Times Square. Oh, there's Broadway. Oh, there's, you know, like the headquarters for this corporation or that corporation, which is, you know, I'm not like gonna act like, you know, I bow down to corporations and those are my things. But it's like, you know, it's at the same time, it was like, it's a pretty influential building right there. You know, like some pretty influential people. What's that?
You don't bow down to corporations?
No, you know, I'm, you know how I am.
Why not?